This is Tom Weitzel reading from Ancient Epic by Catherine Callan King. Introduction. Overview of the six epics. Just as modern poets are inspired by Greek and Roman epic, Greek poets were inspired by the ancient poetry of Western Asia, the area that today includes Iraq, Turkey, Syria, Lebanon, Israel, and Palestine. The epic poetry that came from southern Mesopotamian civilizations, first Sumer, later Babylonia, was especially influential. After many years of neglect, mainstream English speakers are now beginning to recognize the Babylonian Epic of Gilgamesh as a masterpiece, and its hero, grief-stricken Gilgamesh, as a forerunner of Homer's Achilles. Composed in three stages, roughly 2100, 1700, and 1200 BCE, this magnificent poem originated in ancient Sumer as five short epics that focused on King Gilgamesh's extraordinary feats against warriors, monsters, and the obliterating forces of nature. All his deeds were performed in the context of defending and improving his city. These five Sumerian poems evolved first into a long, old Babylonian epic concerned with Gilgamesh's struggle against human mortality. A final poet created the still longer Babylonian standard version, which focuses firmly on the value of cultural immortality as counterweight to biological death. In this final version, Gilgamesh lives on for future generations, both in the walled city he built and in the adventures he experienced and recorded. The Epic of Gilgamesh celebrates the hero's extraordinary learning as much as it does his conquering of monsters, his story as much as his city.